It's 20 years on since you were last featuring in an Ulster final, Declan, and on that occasion it didn't work out. Did you think at that stage that there'd be another chance for you as a Donegal manager to go to the big one in Clonus?
Listen, you never close doors on anything, and yeah, that's 20 years ago, and a lot of a lot of things have changed in that period of time. The whole completely different in terms of the preparations, in terms of setup now. And 20 years ago, we felt we probably deserved to get over the line against Derry. It was late Joe Brawley goal that won it for Derry on that occasion. But in terms of professionalism now and the standards required, and at that level, is absolutely huge. Commitments were always huge, playing inter-county football, but it's gone to a different level over the last maybe 7, 8, 9 years.
Yeah, and you've seen that as well through the underage brackets that you work with at minor, and then under 21 and senior. And I suppose the level of commitment now just to get to the final, never mind try and won it, Declan, as I suppose the level has increased. And it's sort of gone off the Richter scale that the amount of effort these boys have to put on.
Listen, it's professional in everything. I mean, you do your gym work, you do your training sessions, your hydration, nutrition, the whole lot. It's just really, it's gone to a level to where professional teams are at. And but these guys still have to get up, yep. And the management have to get up on a Monday or morning for work and go back to work. But listen, it's Ulster final. This is where young lads, when you're growing up, they want to be playing, representing their county in an Ulster final in Clonus. And we're in an Ulster final. We're 75 minutes from Langlo Celt. It's going to take a huge effort and a huge performance to get over the line against a well-organised Fermanagh team.
Yeah, what sort of professional performance then is it going to take? Is it a different sort of opposition you're going to meet this year? We're not expecting as open a game as what we had in the previous rounds and what we've seen in the opening 20 minutes in the last game against Down, because one thing about Rory Gallery, knows how to play defensive football and played well.
Yeah, well-organised. And, I went in to watch Monaghan play Tyrone in the first round in Healy Park, and on that day Monaghan were very, very impressive, and they left Healy Park that day as firm favourites to win Ulster. People were saying that they were going to beat Fermanagh and beat Fermanagh well in the semi-final, but Fermanagh came, they were well organised and deserved their victory on the day. So we're up against a Fermanagh team that we know is going to be well organised, difficult to break down, and it's going to be an intriguing 70 plus minutes.
Yep. Donegal are seen as hot favourites in this one, let's be honest about it. Monaghan probably underestimated Fermanagh and what they could do. That's one thing that you have to be sure that you don't get sucked into, Declan.
Listen, we don't, and I presume Monaghan would have touched on it going into that match, and they were firm favourites to win that. So listen, every game we go out, we said it from the start, we treated it as an Ulster final. It was Cavan first, it was Derry second time out, and then was still a semi-final against Down. So we treated all those games as an Ulster final. We're now in an Ulster final. We've got to lift those performance levels again, and if we do that, then we're in a big chance.
How important is it that you don't get sucked into Fermanagh's game plan, like what we've seen Monaghan did the last day?
Well, yeah, we, like every other game, no matter any what the opposition is, you look at it, you analyse it, you go through it, but always we will concentrate on our end of it and look at what we're going to bring to the table. And again, as I say, we bring, we have to bring that energy, that intensity, and that level of performance that we expect from within the group. And if we can do that on any given day, then you're in with a chance.
Yeah. We've mentioned earlier about it's 20 years since you were last in Ulster final. The bulk of these players and the squad have been playing Ulster finals nearly year in, year out in recent years, but they haven't won one since 2014, Declan. Can you see that hunger and drive and ambition that's still within that squad to get their hands on another Anglo Celt Cup?
Absolutely. The drive and the energy and the enthusiasm just at training. I mean, that's really top class. You have those senior players, the more experienced players driving it on. You have those younger lads coming in now, and it's a really good blend there at the minute. And these guys are really, really hungry to win another Anglo Celt. Some of the guys are playing in an Ulster final for the first time. There's people in that dressing room that have lost two finals over the last 3 years, and as I say, we're 75 minutes of getting back there. And it'll take a big 75. But you asked the question, is the hunger? To me, yeah, the hunger and desire is really there.
What about the young boys? Because some of these guys, this is the first senior final. They've played at underage finals, but they've never done it at senior level. And really, this is at another level again. So it is. How are they finding the weeks in the build-up to the Ulster final?
No, very, very good. It's been, it's been good. It's been low key. What's the way we want it? The guys are working extremely, extremely hard at training. And the standards getting better all the time. and there's men pushing for places in that and within that group there now, and that's what the squad's all about. We have 30 plus players within that group, and every one of them are looking to get that jersey, looking to get that first 15 or get in that 26 match day squad. So it's been really good, and that drives players on. And as I say, we have another a couple of sessions left before we take to the field on Sunday, and as I say, it'll take a big performance, no doubt. But
well, you need to start like the last day against Down.
Well, it'd be great to get a start. It's going to be very difficult, but listen, you know, every game you go out, you look to get that good start. But it's going to be up against a well organised, well drilled Fermanagh unit, and that have probably the best defensive record, not just in the province, but possibly in the country.
Yeah. A lot of people talking about Rory Geller. You don't get sucked into what people say, but listen, Rory Geller was part of Donegal football for a number of years, and you could say he knows Donegal football and inside out, and maybe he might have something up his sleeve. But the Donegal players know Rory very well too, so they do. We've watched them, Declan, on commentaries on numerous occasions. So it's very much a level playing field when it comes to that side of things. And maybe Rory doesn't have the age that they're saying that he does, or that they think that he does.
Listen, he's worked with these players. These players wouldn't know him over the last 5-6 years. We haven't spoken too much about it. We looked at Fermanagh like we do every other opposition. We look at their strengths and their weaknesses, what they're going to bring to the table. And listen, we just go and concentrate on our end of it. We get our end of it right and get our personnel and our game plan. And that's all we can do on any given day. And, you know, as I said, the other thing is you mentioned that they have these boys' desire and the hunger, I think, to do.
Yeah. Progression from an Ulster final with a title will go to the Super 8s. At the start of the year, Donegal weren't seen as a top 8 side in the country. You're now just one game away for that. That's a big enough carrot, along with lifting the cup for yourself and this group.
Yeah, well, number one priority was the Ulster title. We're 75 minutes from that there, and ultimately comes with that the place in the Super 8s, and that's where we wanted to be at the start of the season. It's been a long road. It's been a lot of work going on over that last 6 months, but this is where we wanted to be. This is Ulster final day. We wanted to be in it. We're here now. We've got to perform. We've got to lift the performance levels again to a different level than we did over the last three matches. And if we do that, yeah, we're in with a big chance.
Yeah. So at what level do you think Donegal was playing at up until this point, Declan? Were Donegal playing at 100%, or is there still more in the tank?
I think there's still more to come. Yeah, there's more to come. It's a bit, you know, you're never going to be, as a team manager and a group, you're never going to be entirely happy, because the day that you come off that pitch and say, yeah, we're at 100%, then that's when you start going downhill. So we're always looking for improvement. We're looking for improvement individually, collectively. And as I say, that's exactly what we'll be looking for this weekend.
Declan, all we can do is wish you the best, very best of luck with Sunday in the Ulster final.
Thanks, Oisín.